Burning's a really cool song because I feel like we didn't strip away too much to make it into a structure that was, catchy or short in the song in any way. We just kind of went with all the ideas we had and just stuck with them because we believed in them. You can hear in the bridge, there's actually, it kind of cuts out after like a big kind of yelly part. And there's a recording of the first time we ever played the song as a band in a practice room, and you can hear that I didn't even have any really lyrics for it at the time. I was just kind of mumbling notes, and we decided to put that in the song and keep it there because it kind of shows kind of where the song started and where it ended up all in one track. There's Easter eggs all through the album like that. If you listen closely, you hear a lot of spoken word and even tram sounds and even some pop songs that we loved pitched up in reverse for production effects and just for fun. So some little things that you can look for. Burning was probably one of the hardest songs I've ever written, and it was kind of 7 years in the making. I've never really been able to talk about what it's about, but this whole record is about basically me opening up and being as honest as I can possibly be and kind of tell the world things I've never really told friends. So the first verse is kind of almost from my dad to my mum and how I looked when their relationship was ending, and kind of, almost from his words, because we've had conversations about it. And then the second verse is essentially me to not one, but kind of most people that I've been with or fallen in love with. And I think it's kind of interesting to look at how similar the conversations are back and forth in the way that I write and the way that I kind of tried to personify the way that Dad told me he felt. I think it kind of reflects on how I was affected when I was younger and how I look at love now because of it. The chorus is about basically struggling with mental illness. So basically, I'll just keep on burning is a throw on. There's three ways I look at it. So I could be burning a trail for my own future in a good way. It could be feeling like the walls are just burning around me if I'm having a panic attack or, something to do with anxiety, or basically just chances burning up when I just feel like I'm not worth anything. And there's always nights like that. I've learned to kind of control it a lot more since things have been kind of explained to me by professionals and stuff like that. But when I was a lot younger and nothing was really diagnosed, I didn't really know what I was going through. I just thought I shouldn't necessarily be alive, and it was a waste, and no one would care if I just left. So thinking back, Dad used to pick me up every now and then and take me down to his house for a weekend. And one day he was kind of really glassy-eyed and looked quite sad. So I just kind of asked him what was wrong, and he pulled over and he said that one of his friend's kids, his son, had killed himself. And I think the kid was kind of 13, and I was about 12 when he told me that. So I think it really got to him. And he just kind of said, like, if you ever feel like that, which I did quite a lot at the time, but he didn't know, he said, just call me. And I kind of brushed off, like, yeah, of course, of course. And he said, no, like, I'm not going to try to talk you off a ledge or anything. I just really want to hear my son's voice for the last time. If that's what you want to do, then that's how you're going to be. I've been in that mindset, but I just need to hear your voice. Promise me you'll do that. And I think the fact that he wasn't saying, I'm going to stop you or think that he could get into that part, I think it was more just him just genuinely wanting to be able to speak to his son. I think that really stuck with me. And a few years later, I was kind of in that mindset very badly and not really thinking very straight. And actually, like, I hadn't even started singing at that point. So I had no foresight into the future being, as happy as it is. But kind of used to go down to the beach and just sit on the beach when I was really down and just think about things. And this one time, I just didn't really think. I made a rash decision and just started kind of swimming out for as far as I could. And I got to a point where I felt like, here's a good spot. I probably won't be able to make it back even if I tried, so it's not my fault. And then I realized, after thinking about a million things a second, that I hadn't called Dad, and it kind of somehow just got me back to the beach. And yeah, like, as I'm saying this, I still haven't really told my parents about that, so it's a bit weird. I'll definitely tell them within the next couple of days before this comes out. But yeah, I just thought I really wanted to put this out into the world, because I feel like if I had known then that I'd, be able to make music like we've made and be as proud as I am of my life as it is today, I obviously never would have done that. And even sitting on that beach 5 minutes afterwards, I thought I was an idiot and I was really, really selfish and it was the wrong choice. I really just implore people to take that extra 2 minutes when you feel like that and just kind of think about what could happen for you, because, life always changes, and that's the beauty of it.